You wake up every morning long before I have to wake up. Most mornings, I just roll over and go back to sleep, burying myself in the cocoon of blankets, if I even wake up at all. Today is different, though. I'm in the middle of a particularly naughty dream when I hear the shower turn on, and instead of drifting off back into my dream, I am suddenly awake, thinking about you, naked, on the other side of the door. I can't get the image of you standing in the shower out of my head. The water pouring down over your body, your head leaned back into the spray. God, how your body turns me on, even after all these years. Tall and lean, long, long legs and arms that wrap around me and have always made me feel so safe. I don't know why I hesitate to join you in the shower. I know you would welcome me. Pull me into you and kiss my mouth as our hands explore each other's bodies. I unconsciously start to lightly pinch my nipple, and I think about your naked body covered in soap. Damn, I've hesitated too long, and I'm disappointed when I hear the shower turn off. I know your routine. Now you have a blue towel wrapped around your waist as you lather your face to shave. I can feel my pussy getting wetter as I picture you shaving. This simple act has always turned me on, and before I can think about it, I throw back the covers and cross the bedroom to the bathroom. I open the door and smile shyly at you in the mirror. I stand behind you and press my cheek against your still damp back. Good morning, I whisper. Good morning, you say, sounding a little confused. What are you doing up? I just couldn't sleep. You smile and go back to shaving, swiping the razor against your cheek and then rinsing it in the warm water. I watch in the mirror for a minute, our eyes locked on each other's, before I lightly kiss the middle of your back. You look at me in the mirror and cock your eyebrow, and I can see that you're wondering where this is going. Just keep shaving. I love watching you. Just ignore me. I continue to kiss your back, feeling your warm, damp skin against my lips, smelling the masculine soap that still lingers in the humid air. I can see the towel start to tent a little as I kiss, and my hands slide around your waist. I move carefully, not wanting you to nick yourself while you shave. I press my cheek against your back and slip my hand under the towel. I can hear the low groan in your throat as my hand finds your half-hard cock. I rub my thumb over the tip, and I am rewarded with a small bead of pre-cum. I pull my hand out from under the towel, then lick it from my thumb, making sure that you can see me, peeking out from behind you. With the last swipe of your razor, you're done shaving, and you splash cold water on your face before turning to me. I know that you don't have much time before you have to leave for work. Your careful nature keeps you on a tight schedule in the morning. But I need you now, and I know that I can't wait until tonight for you. I stand on my tiptoes to kiss you, one of the many curses of our huge height difference. And while we kiss, I loosen the towel around your waist and let it drop. My hand brushes against your cock, and I know without looking that you're fully hard now. Without a word, I drop to my knees and lick the tip, savoring this first taste of you like I always do. I usually tease and torture you, starting slow and working up to a good rhythm with my hands and my mouth. But I know that we don't have time for that this morning. I immediately start sucking you hard. I'm confident in my ability to make you come. I've done it so many times before. I know that you love the feel of your cock sliding in and out of my mouth. And this knowledge makes me feel powerful. I always feel a little cocky when I'm sucking you, knowing that you're at my mercy. Your hands push lightly on the back of my head, encouraging me to take you deeper into my mouth, and of course, I do just that. I need you just as badly as you need me. I'm desperate for your calm. I love the moment when you drop your usual careful and controlled persona and let me see the vulnerable side of you. I especially love that I'm the one who can make you do this. I moan softly as you start to press your hips against my mouth, knowing that you're so close. You moan my name once, and then I can taste your hot cum flooding my mouth, slipping down my throat. I know from experience just how long I can continue to suck before it's too uncomfortable for you. I slowly let you slide from my mouth and drop a light kiss on the tip of your softening cock. I stand up and reach around you to turn the shower on. You lean down to kiss me, and I know that you can taste your cum on my tongue, but that's never mattered to you. Before I step into the shower, I tell you, have a wonderful day, my love.